Yeah.
And my cousin lived in a place in Milwaukee, Oregon.
Yes, near Portland, out of Portland, south of Portland.
Yes, she was an animal activist, and she was also in the Reserve Army.
Wow.
Oh, good.
And,
hello, everybody.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi.
Well, we've got a class tonight. That is to say, it's going to be a long and very interesting, and I've got a lot of people involved helping with the class tonight, so we should probably get started right away. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Donna.
Cindy, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, I'll begin.
Okay.
It is a challenge to keep track of those of you attending this class, but we would like to meet you. We would love to know where you are from. If you would like to meet another in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers and services, updates about current happenings in the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely. Or someone can call you if you prefer. Or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. Our active team members are Donna, Leela, Dee, Dwen, Marlin.
Hello.
Yes. Cindy, Jennifer, Barbara, and Donna Dragan. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you.
Cindy, wait just a moment.
Okay.
I'm going to mute everybody, and then you will have to hit *6 to get back on.
Okay?
So hold on just a moment. Okay, Cindy, you hit *6.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So go ahead. You can continue. I can hear you. I mean, I could hear you a minute ago. Cindy, hit *6 again. Because we can't hear you now. Cindy, we cannot hear you. Okay, I'll start over here. Okay, Cindy.
Hi, Donna. This is Amalia.
Hi, Amalia. We're in the middle of trying to communicate here, and I think I knocked Cindy off somehow.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself. Okay. Thank you.
No, I will mute everybody.
Okay.
Do anything. Don't.
Can you hear me?
Cindy, are you back?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm going to mute everybody once more. And
okay.
It's *6 just once.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. After you're muted, then you hit *6.
Okay.
Okay, hit *6, Cindy.
Okay, did you hear me?
Yes, now I hear you fine.
Okay, should I start where I left off?
Yeah, start where you left off.
Okay. Let's see, where was I?
You were down here under where anybody attending the class would like to help us.
Okay.
Okay.
Please contact Donna, Corth, or Barbara Gabbert, or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. We are composed of many people whose desires is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing your God presence and discovering your reason for being, then emanating light as directed by your I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religion or non-religion background: Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on Earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. We have a wonderful class tonight with Lady Master Apostathena. She is the goddess of truth and is a tremendous being of light who ensouls the cosmic consciousness of truth. The flame of truth is an intense, bright emerald green. It contains the flaming blue power of God's will and the brilliant golden illumination of the intelligence of God. Her presence in the universe is the exaltation of the flame of living truth. This truth she holds on behalf of the evolutions of Earth as a member of the Karmic Board, where she serves as the representative of the fifth ray of truth, healing, supply, and precipitation. Now, I suggest that you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around or take notes. You can then take the phone with you if you must move. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press *6 again and you will be muted again. During our class, we sometimes allow questions or a brief comment. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to just 2 minutes so we can finish the class on time. We will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 to 15 minutes longer when the class is over. You are all invited to stay over at the end. Questions and suggestions can also come then. Is beloved Barbara on the line? No?
Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Beloved Barbara, could you make an invocation, please?
Certainly. In the name I Am That I Am, I call to beloved Pallas Athena, goddess of truth, to the beloved Maha Chauhan, who represents the Holy Spirit, and all the sponsoring masters of the Heart Center, to all our own individual divine presences of everyone on this call tonight. We invoke our union and communion this night. Help us to be open and receptive to the lessons in this heart stream and that will be communicated to us this evening. Thank you for this opportunity to be together, to share in teaching, and to commune in the spirit with one another. We are so grateful for your great love, your great wisdom, and for your truth, beloved Pallas Athena. Guide, guard, and direct us this night, we pray. And we are so grateful. Amen.
Thank you, beloved Barbara.
You're welcome.
We will do a breathing meditation, also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with a phone in one hand. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with eyes closed, look up toward that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is of the female gender, Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold your breath. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out. I am Alpha and Omega. We will do this three more times. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold your breath. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold your breath. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe in. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold your breath. I am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out. I am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out. I am Alpha and Omega. Thank you. Tonight we will be sharing together a prayer to Archangel Michael. This is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. Together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom into the light. Thank you. We will also do a song called This Is My Father and Mother's World. That encourages us to realize that all the things we fear on this planet are truly under the control of our solar presence, our Father, Mother, God, our I Am Presence, our higher self, and our cosmic beings who love us.
All nature sings and
start our heart stream tonight. And Cindy told you a little bit about Pallas Athena, the goddess of truth. She truly is a fantastic and marvelous being. She is actually, when you think of Pallas Athena and the Maha Chohan, who represents the Holy Spirit to us, as being twin flames, you think, wow, what a powerful pair. And the history behind them, the many lives they have lived. Pallas Athena, of course, is famous in Greece, in Crete. The Grecians honor her very highly. She's one of the most important deities in Greek mythology, and in Roman mythology, she is identified as Minerva. Her influence spans everyone, everything from the administration of government and militaristic pursuits to the delicate arts of spinning and weaving. She's seen as the very personification of wisdom. So Cindy told you some already, so we will move on from there. She tonight is speaking to us in the presence also of Lady Master Leto and Lady Master Maita. Now, Maita has a background of being a sister in the Catholic Church several times in her long soul's life, several lifetimes. And Leto, we know as a Lady Master who loves to escort us at nighttime to those to her retreat and to the retreats of other masters, and to help, and she helps us also to remember our dreams. And if you have the book, The Masters and Their Retreats, it'll tell you all about both of them there, which I don't have time to go into tonight. But they are very interesting lady masters. So now we will hear from them, particularly Pallas Athena, who does the speaking here.
Beloved advocates of truth, freedom, justice, and liberty, I, Pallas Athena, come early this morning to invest within your world the light of cosmic truth for the victory over all that would assail you as a servant son of the Most High, as a daughter of the Beloved of all that is. And with me, beloved Maita and Leto, come also, and in a threefold action of light of the emerald ray, there is an increase in that eternal spirit issuing forth from the very throne of God as pure vision, and that needle-like action of the penetrating ray of divine truth and all of the frequencies that surround it, in order that that which has been hidden from the masses may now emerge, may come forth and deliver that ray which will result in the fulfillment of God's plan within the lives of the sons and daughters of God. Dearest ones, what you have seen through your media is not always what is actually out playing in the world of form and of formlessness. Therefore, we three deliver into the very nexus of that which is being portrayed, the light of truth, in order that some may access the verity, yea, the veracity of the causes and cores of what is and will continue to be outplayed within life itself as the fulfillment of karma and the lives of individuals, groups, and nations, and as opportunities presented for self-mastery, for overcoming, and for self-delivery from the nihilistic matrix that besets the souls of the masses among you.
Okay, we'll stop for a minute, and I'd like to ask Gwen if she will share, first of all, an answer to one of the questions that we have come up with, and that is some examples of details that have been hidden from the masses that are becoming known now. Gwen, if you're...
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Readings taken from... taken after chemtrail episodes from air traps, water traps, ground and snow samples vary slightly from location to location, but they usually contain small particulates or nanoparticles of aluminum, barium, strontium, and sometimes ethylene dibromide, or EDB, often called dibromethane, an EPA band and fuel additive. So this is pretty severe with this EPA, which has already banned the fuel as an additive, and they're using it in these chemtrails. Every one of the ingredients is a harmful substance. Senator Mikulski actually apologized for allowing the Monsanto Protection Act to go through, vowed to fight against GMOs and Monsanto. Bravo, Senator Mikulski. Let's hope other members of Congress see the light about the dangers of GMOs and they're not being labeled in the United States or anywhere else for that matter. There is news of a huge victory against fluoridation. The voters in Portland, Oregon, overwhelmingly rejected dumping toxic fluoride chemicals into their city water supply. So-called fluoride is actually a toxic cocktail of over 100 dangerous chemicals and deadly heavy metals, often derived as chemical waste from heavily contaminated industrial chemical factories. Fluoride is often imported from China and laced with heavy metals. Toxic chemicals are everywhere. Not long ago, EWG research detected 287 chemicals in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. Of that total, 180 are known to cause cancer in humans or animals. 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal tests. Steve Miller, former director of the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, admitted at a congregational hearing that the taxes collected by the IRS are not mandatory, but voluntary. When questioned at the House Ways and Means Committee hearing last week, Miller told House Representative Devin Nunes that America's tax system is voluntary. When Nunes remarked for clarification that the U.S. tax code is a voluntary system, Miller said, agreed. And one more here. In the news, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Fairwind's podcast, well, he's Arne Gunderson. You may have heard of him. He was a former nuclear industry senior vice president who has coordinated 70 nuclear plants around the country. And he discusses recent problems at two nuclear reactors and how the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is failing to enforce its own laws governing these reactors. Gunderson discusses nuclear containment problem at the Fort Calhoun reactor near Omaha and accident release rates at the San Onofre nuclear plant south of Los Angeles. In both cases, The NRC seems willing to ignore its own regulations and allows these two damaged reactors to restart. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's situations all over the country and certainly all over the world. I discovered CLN, Conscious Life News, just recently, very recently, on the internet. And the news on the economy, media, politics, education, hidden truths, without all the theatrics. So I really appreciate that site. That's Conscious Life News. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. One of the things that I'm concerned about is there a way to get the media to tell the truth? That's one of the questions that we have on our invitation letter. And actually, there is no way to get the media to tell the truth because we have free will, and the people who control the media choose to put forth their own agenda. But the real powers of God, as seen through Pallas Athena and Lady Master Maida and Letos, they are exposing the truth. And there are very few people you can talk to today that if you say, do you really trust the government, there are very few people that do. People sense it. They're becoming more and more aware. There are many truths exposed on the Internet, and as far as which to believe and which not to, that we're going to discuss a little bit later here. So it's all over the Internet. It's not available. The truth is not available to us in the formal media, on TV, or in most of the newspapers, because all of that is under what we call the powers that be. And Lady Master Letos, Pallas Athena, rather, says the powers that be are soon going to be the powers that were. So that's very encouraging as we go through this study tonight. Some of the news reporters I might mention already know the truth, but they are either putting it forth online or they are afraid to say anything lest they lose their job. So now we'll go on a little bit further here.
Precious one, part of the action of our rays this day precipitates in the Boston, Massachusetts area of the United States of America for the assuaging of hurt, pain, and travail experienced by many, for the healing of those whose will it is, according to God's eternal laws, to receive the balm and the divine aloes of the Spirit that we provide, and for this nation to rise up, for all of God's people to ascertain the causes of these actions of the few, so that safeguards and ways and means may be advocated and put into motion that will allow the true liberties of life, happiness, and eternal joy to manifest within the lives of the brethren and the sisters. When you penetrate to the core of being, you may find the reason for all that is out playing. And if you look only upon the surface or the effects, often of what you see as promulgated through your television sets and now through the media on the Internet, you will not, dearest ones, always have the full truth delivered. Therefore, if you desire at any point to know the truth, call to us. Call to Hilarion, and we will send a cosmic ray unto your mind, unto your third eye, so that in the instant you may be allowed to see, feel, and know what is at stake, what is truly acting, and the results that may occur if the choices among mankind are outplayed, often manipulated by the dark ones and those whom you have called the powers that be, which we now aver are soon to become the powers that were.
I have another question here. Who are the powers that be, and what should our attitude towards them be? Should we be afraid of them? I'm going to call on Barbara to answer this question for us. Barbara, you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I've done some meditating on this myself because I have followed with interest the careers, if you will, of some of the who are considered powers of be. Those are the people that are the power behind the throne in all the governments around the world, the elite rich who own most everything on this planet and who have their own particular agenda. I'm in particular thinking of the Rothschild family in Europe and the Rockefeller family in the United States and others like that, those that are part of the group called Bilderbergs. Sometimes people call them the Illuminati, but that's not really 100% correct. But I have often wondered, should we fear them? And they have tremendous power. They seem to be oblivious to the damage that they cause by their manipulations of currency and of governments and commodities. And yet, the more I've thought about it, I think they are to be pitied and prayed for. Dr. Scott Peck, who's a famous psychologist, says that those who willfully do evil, that that's the ultimate insanity, since anyone who understands how life really works and how energy really works, everything we send out comes back to us eventually. And so those that are sending out greed, cruelty, hatred, manipulation, that are imposing debt slavery on people, that are looking out only for their own particular welfare, they're trying to insulate themselves from life, I guess, with their own wealth and their own power. But those kinds of decisions are always born out of, those decisions are born out of fear. So anytime you make fear-based decisions, you're out of alignment with the will of God. So these individuals, these souls, have dug themselves a terrible karmic hole, in my opinion, and we should pray for their enlightenment. We should pray for their conversion. We should pray for their willful ways to be held in abeyance, that the angels will confine them and confound them and confuse them so that their plans will come to naught, because they are out of alignment with God's will. And anyway, that's what has come to me in the last few days as I've meditated on this.
Yes, that's very good, Barbara. We definitely do not have to be afraid because, as you will hear as we go on here, we really have nothing to fear in the end. But we are given some good advice regarding how to handle these situations that come upon us. So we will go on here.
Yes, dearest ones. There is no power but God to connect. No opportunity or manifestation in your world of form, except that the great law allow it. The cause and effect sequences of that which must be outplayed based on free will choices of all involved. When you make right choices and determine that come what may, you will stand firm in your resolve to outpicture the truth of your own being in your words, thoughts, and deeds. Then, dearest ones, there is a shift, and heaven's will is outplayed through your will, commingled with the mind of God, that you may fathom by seeking to fulfill that holy will of the Divine One. The ray that we send forth now, some may feel almost as a destructive ray, for it penetrates and annihilates all that is unreal around the core issue at hand. And yet, dearest ones, is this not exactly what is required? That the truth come forth? That which has been hidden may be revealed? Even the sacred scriptures long ago have said that in this hour and in this time nothing can be hidden, that all truth shall be shouted from the rooftops.
Okay, I'm just going to mention here, you can find all kinds of amazing truths exposed online. Alex Jones is one. There's many other reporters online that people go to. I get a lot of people, a lot of emails sent me and forwards sent to me about some of these. Some I put on the back burner to wait and see. Others just kind of click with me, and I feel like, wow, I think that's exactly what's happening. And such things have come forth about, for instance, we think about the children that were killed in Connecticut. We think about the people that were killed in the theater in Denver, Colorado. Did you know that both of the killers in those situations, both of them were had fathers who were prime witnesses for a big bank scandal, and they were there was an effort going on to try to keep them quiet. So what happened? Their sons were used like puppets. I think they were personally, this is my own opinion, I could be completely wrong, I think they were under sort of hypnosis. We know that the guy that did the dirty work in Denver, Colorado, still hasn't come back to his normal self, whatever that is. And the other guy was killed one way or another, so he can't testify. And, of course, his mother was killed, too, so she couldn't say anything. But when they looked into the backgrounds of these two guys, they thought, isn't it interesting that both of their fathers were supposed to be key witnesses in this big bank scandal, and they were not able to be, or I don't know whether they were able to be or what happened, but their sons were both used as puppets and killed all these children and other people. So that's just one of the things. And, of course, Alex Jones and others have many kinds of stories they'll tell you about what really went on in the marathon bombing in Boston and how these two people were used as pawns or puppets. Now, as to whether we are to focus on that, we know that the masters say, no, you don't focus on this. You be aware of it, you pray, and you visualize that which is right and good and beautiful. So I just want to share with you something right now that I love to claim. It's in the Bible, and it's actually, if you want to find it, it's Philippians 4:8. And it says, and now, brothers, wait a minute. Yeah, I think that's it. And now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely, and dwell on the fine, good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about. Keep putting into practice all you learned from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. So despite all these horrendous things going on, which we're told will continue to go off and on for a little while as things finally taper down, despite that, we are to focus on that which is beautiful, lovely, pure, perfect. That's got to do with the immaculate perception of what this planet wants to be as she goes through the birth canal right now and gives birth to the new age, the new crystal golden age that we are going into. Okay, we will go on here.
Therefore, let it be so, and let those who fulfill the holy will of God stand in this day to proclaim that truth, and let those who fear and tremble at the coming of the great light, at the dawning of a new age, recede, or better yet, rise to accept that holy will within their lives and bow before the Lord God and make amends and atone for that which they have heretofore outplayed as the untruths of this time in their lives. There is always a choice, dearest ones. Before every decision comes into manifestation through action, for a soul to do what is cosmically right or to take the left-handed path, seeking the easy way to abundance or riches, gain of any kind. When you determine to stand for principles of truth, for values that are eternal and that you know to be the way, the truth, and the life, then your entire life becomes one of fulfillment and joy and levity, and nothing can take you from that path of light. For we are there with you, championing you on and protecting your desire to be true to self, even as you are true to the Almighty.
I just want to mention here that we are all going to be tested, if we haven't been already, to stand up for the truth and for what it is that our Father, Mother, God would have us to do. Years ago, when I came into the teachings of the Masters, I had just come out of a very fundamentalist Christian background, which I loved, and I loved the people in it, but it was not enough. I knew there was more, and I had to do more, so I began to investigate. I had a closet with my books in it. My husband came and got the books and burned them. I had telephone calls and telephone messages from people that I was calling and trying to make contact with to learn more about the teachings of the Masters. And my husband was very upset with me. And, in fact, at one point, he left me. And my children were upset with me. In fact, at one point, my oldest daughter said I could never speak to her child, my grandchild. And I went through some pretty hellish days, knowing my husband had completely abandoned me in my efforts. He could not understand it. He felt I was, you know, living in sin and going off this other direction, as well, and my children did too, at least one of them did. And so I didn't know what was going to happen, and I didn't quite know what to do, and I was even tempted to, oh, well, forget it all. I'll just stick with what I've been doing. But I couldn't. I had to follow the Masters. I had to pursue what I was pursuing, and so I kept on and kept on. And you know exactly what Pallas Athena talks about here. When you determine to stand for the principles of truth, for the values that are eternal, and you know that's the way, the truth, and the life, then your entire life becomes one of fulfillment, and that's what happened. Eventually, you know what? My husband actually stood up for me, and he actually helped me get through the ministerial course that was being offered by the Summit University at that time, which was the place where I began my search. And my daughter has even forgotten about telling me I couldn't ever see my grandchild again and there's no problem there. My grandchild is now grown, is going to college, and loves me dearly, and everything has fallen into place. So I want to just tell you, I'm sharing this with you because you may go through problems like this in your life, but stand up for your truth. That doesn't mean to blast it through a megahorn. Be wise and be discerning, but stick to your guns and continue with what the masters want you to do.
Yes, we come at times, and the revelations that we bring may be shocking to the outer minds of some. Yet, as Moria has said, let the chips fall where they may, and let those who have attempted to hide their plans from mankind be exposed, and let those who are the true leaders emerge, who will speak the truth at all costs into the very thick of the darkness of this age. For they care not for their lesser selves. They care only for that which is real, vouched for by the Holy Spirit and me, and having stood firm, they will last the day and not rue their decisions of the past to shrink into the nether worlds and the shadows of darkness. Yes, dearest ones, our ray at times becomes affixed upon you, for your sponsoring masters, the Chohans of the rays, and those who are looking to you to be true to self. Observe carefully what is acting in your world, and when we see at times the emotional and the mental ups and downs that you go through in attempting to justify your actions or lack thereof, what can we do except to highlight within your own higher mind what is at play and to provide an impetus for change, for transformation, for greater action and alacrity and right decision-making, and in moving forward on your path rather than backward.
Okay, I want to call on Cindy right now to answer this question for us. What kind of emotional ups and downs do we go through, or has she gone through, as we observe what is acting in our world? And is there an impetus for change? And what has Cindy experienced in this? Go ahead, Cindy. You have to hit *6. Are you there, Cindy? Cindy? Okay, well, we'll go on and we'll call on her again later.
Yes. At times, even our best servants shy away from hearing the voice of God spoken with an intensity through this one. And yet I can say, dearest ones, that your own higher self and the brilliance of the sun of your own God presence sends forth much more heat, and the intense ray of your own reality than that which could ever come forth through the voice of one sent to boldly share unto you and with your soul what is required for your advancement on the path. Did you think that we would start a movement that would allow the willy-nilly consciousness of some to pervade a true ascended master organization, justifying this, justifying that, through all manner of compromises of the path? No, dearest ones, we are here in reality, and we speak with the authority of God, through a true messenger of the Spirit who has sublimated self in order, no matter what may come, to speak with precision what we desire you, each one, to know and to realize.
All right. What I want to talk about here briefly is, what is the role of David Christopher Lewis, the man that we know as our messenger in all of this? And what should our reaction to him be? Well, as she has said right here, dear Pallas Athena has said, we're here, we speak the authority of God through this messenger who has sublimated himself, no matter what may come, to speak with precision what we tell him, basically, what we desire you to hear. So when he speaks, it's very important that we listen. And he's not speaking in his own flesh when he speaks with the masters coming through him. Now, David is just a normal human being, just like all the rest of us. And when he's not overshadowed completely by the orcs, or let's just say completely and totally consciously walking with the masters, which from time to time we aren't. Maybe we're walking around in Walmart and we're busy looking at this or that. When that happens, he's very prone to react the same way any of the rest of us do, in joy or in anger or in impatience or maybe fatigue. He's living in a physical body, and he is not a perfect person. Unfortunately, some people in the world think that someone who has been gifted or chosen by the masters to be a messenger is supposed to be a perfect person, and that just isn't going to happen. Not as long as we are living in the flesh, in our fleshly bodies, and our conscious duality-oriented mind. So I wanted to bring that up because I've had people say, oh, I don't know if I could follow a person that, once I saw him eating a piece of cake, isn't he supposed to be on a completely, perfect food diet, and isn't he supposed to do this and supposed to do that? No, he's not a perfect person. The masters chose him because he walks with them faithfully day in and day out and is ready to be obedient to them, and said for many years before they even chose him, whatever you want me to do, Lord, I will do. And so they called on him, and it was a great sacrifice in many ways. He lost his first wife. He lost his business. He had to completely change his whole focus in life. So I admire him very much, but I am also relieved that he's not a perfect person, because that means we all have a chance in life. We can all come up higher. So now we will go on here.
Yes, there is great joy in the silence of being and meditation upon the divine light, and through an understanding of all of the rays of God, as one can experience them in the great silence, you make great progress in your attainment on the path. And yet, you do not always know what you do not know, and therefore it takes one to come before you to deliver the rays of truth into your midst in order for you to see clearly what is both at stake and what is at play within your world, in order for your greatest progress to unfold. Therefore, will you accept our rays of truth in your lives, or will you simply shrink back and shirk from this penetrating action that could be your greatest comfort if you will simply accept what is said as the truth in the moment, and then wing your way to a higher realm of beingness by looking within to ascertain in the moment what was at play within than your awareness. And now, what heaven provides as a choice for you to make in order to win your eternal victory forever. You see, dearest ones, when your immortality is at stake, when you are about to enter unto and into that eternal realm of being, all that you have not quite released must be let go of in some way. And so it is your choice whether to let it go lovingly, joyfully, or to experience the human pangs and the pains of having it stripped away from you by the fire of God, which really, truly is not painful at all, and yet which is the way that heaven provides as a grace, a mercy, and a blessing so that you may truly step into your state of eternal beingness.
I'd like to call upon Dwyn. If you would share with us, Dwyn, how having everything stripped away can actually help us to grow and benefit spiritually.
Yes, Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd like to speak on Daniel Brinkley. He's an example of a soul who experienced a number of horrendous events and yet has benefited spiritually and lifted up millions as a result of his awakening. With each opportunity to be victorious in overcoming and receiving heaven's grace, Daniel describes his youth as being a tough guy, a brute with a dominant ego, seeking respect and admiration with intention to harm. He was a sniper in Vietnam and a Marine. Daniel experienced three of the most complete near-death experiences ever recorded, struck by lightning twice and going to heaven planes, receiving a life review and learning higher truths with each return to his heavenly home. Two more debilitating experiences in years to come with open heart surgery and 41 days on life support and another crossing over. Years later, a brain hematoma, surgery, and paralysis for 2 years before learning to walk again, causing a 180-degree turnaround in his life. Daniel describes his new view on life as having more appreciation of free will, tolerant of other people's ideas and ideals as they are growing themselves. And as an internationally renowned author selling multi-millions of books and speaking in the field of spirituality, self-development, complementary and alternative medicine, Daniel Brinkley is the author of 3 international best-selling books, Saved by the Light, At Peace in the Light, and Secrets of the Light, and may already have his 4th publication out. Daniel has been a hospice volunteer for 33 years and founded the Twilight Brigade, Compassion in Action. Thousands have taken his training. His vision is to have trained volunteers in every VA hospital in the country. He has received dozens of rewards for his achievements and volunteer service, including the President's Lifetime Achievement Award. Daniel's message is there is no death and no reason for fear of passing on. You are a great, mighty, and powerful spiritual being with dignity, direction, and purpose. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dwyn. Okay, we'll continue on here.
Therefore, though this one may be humanly imperfect,
she's talking about
and
David,
may at times slip himself in the way that he speaks or in the tone of his voice, yet there is perceptible, if you choose, the ray of truth behind and within what is said, that would be to your greatest benefit to listen to and to truly hear in the depths of your soul in order that you may receive what we are attempting to get through unto you from within your own heart. Yet, there has been the covering over of this option by ignorance or simply by the human condition that does not allow the allness of the light to fully be employed within you. Do you know that the ascended masters pray for you, each one, in a way that you would even be humanly shocked to observe? Yes, blessed hearts, we actually, in a sense, still sweat great drops of spiritual blood on behalf of you all, giving of ourselves to radiate forth light into your field of action, into your world, in order to provide the divine essences and the inspirational insights that you require in order to overcome every last vestige of your human creation and win your victory. Just as the path upward is worth the inconvenience, so the path inward is worth the temporary travail, anxiety, and emotional turbulence, and mental strain that when let go of to a sublime type of surrender to God's holy will provide for you the surest and safest course for your victory in the light. Leto is here to lead you by the hand to higher realms at night. And Meta is here to temper the fire that I bring of cosmic truth, so that your inner child may not be scorched by what I have to say, and that you will truly, dearest ones, feel the love that we bear and bring to you that is within the fire that we deliver.
I just want to mention briefly that any of you that would like to go to higher realms at night, take a few minutes before you lay your head down to go to sleep. Take a few minutes and make some calls. Simply say, beloved Lady Master Leto, I haven't asked you before, but I would love for you to take me to the retreat of your choice, or the retreat that my Father, Mother, God would have me go to tonight to learn what my soul needs to learn. And your soul, in your soul consciousness, will go to that retreat with Leto and come back and influence you in subtle, loving, caring ways throughout the following days. All you have to do is make the call and ask. So spend a few minutes before you go to bed honoring the masters, thanking them, thanking your Father, Mother, God for all that is being done in your life by this dear, wonderful presence that is your real self, that surrounds you and caresses you in love and light. And you will have a marvelous time at night. And some of you, as you do this and pray for the ray of remembrance, well, remember and have little bits come to you sometimes during the day in your active work, wherever you go and whatever you do. Something will come to you and you'll say, I did that. I was there. I learned something about that sometime. Must have been at night.
Take our hands now in yours, and feel the pulsation of three mothers of heaven who come before you to provide for you the tender, loving, and caring touch that will ease the strain of your lives in this hour. Those of you who strive so much to fulfill all that you can, we give surcease in this hour from the sense of struggle.
I'm going to try see if we can get Cindy again. Cindy, if you're listening, hit *6 and share with us anything that you might have gone through in the emotional ups and downs that we have to deal with. I think the question I wanted you to answer was, what kind of emotional ups and downs do you go through as you observe what is acting in our world?
So, Cindy, can you hear me? Okay, great. I think it's easy to become angry or frustrated or even sad, you know, at the state of affairs that the world is in, if I see through my lower self. But when I choose to see through my higher self, I think of what Eckhart Tolle says, which is that offer no resistance to what is, then you're in a state of grace, ease, and light. Also, my higher self thinks about Mother Mary in the Magnetic Concept, and that is a belief that every person and situation is perfect. There is no blaming, shaming, condemning, criticizing, belittling, gossiping, or judging. One way I like to carry out the Immaculate Concept is by helping lead vigils, and I help lead America's Divine Economy Vigil, which is every Tuesday night, and it starts at 5:00 Mountain Standard Time. And there, when I choose to have a heartfelt, joyful expectation as I give calls and decrees, knowing that they're being heard and answered in the heavenly realm. And in the book, The Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by El Moria, he states, I quote, "Fiat should be spoken from a point of great harmony within the solar plex, where they are to be answered, for if they are to be answered forthrightly by archangel ministrants and divas of solar joy, they must contain a concentrated focus of compassionate love, a heart-filled radiance of feeling that is the true virtue of a true bodhisattva of the spirit. Fiats must never be uttered with angst toward the forces of evil or from an imbalanced state of consciousness in reaction to pains or sorrows of life. They must contain a seed ideation that the great wisdom of the masters of love and light will adjudicate according to the holy purposes of God and the highest outcome for all life streams involved. So I choose to see the world through my higher self with joyful expectation and to do my retreat, my decrees and my songs and my affirmations with joyful and heartfelt knowledge that truth is being done. And with beloved Paulus Athena, she is a master of truth and a great warrior of truth. And she's actually considered the mother virgin warrior of truth. So that's what I'd like to add tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. That's great. Yes, we're challenged daily when we watch the news, aren't we? And we see these children that have been hurt or harmed or kidnapped or killed, and all of the situations that happened in the recent tornadoes. Those people lost everything, and yet some of them are saying, well, we still have our lives and we have each other, and we know God is going to take care of us. And I'm thinking, wow, what a testimony. That's exactly what we're to do. How, some way, we will be strength to do that if we focus on our higher self.
Saint Germain himself, the master of alchemy, also provides an action of the violet ray through our touch that eradicates, erases, and completely transmutes, if you choose, your own internal sense of struggle. For all outer struggle, frustration and anxiety originates from a point of non-resolution within your soul. And if you can, simply be observant, non-judgmental of self or others, in the process of letting go what you feel is at stake in your view, in your attitude, in your right way of seeing things, then, blessed ones, the action of the violet flame may be complete, and you will notice a new buoyancy, a new radiance, a new levity that will allow you to always remain peaceful and in step with the divine heartbeat from within. I have come even before the 7 o'clock hour for those who have been readied or who desire now to ready themselves to receive the final initiations upon their life's path for their overcoming, their victory, yea, their Buddhahood, the light. I, Pallas Athena, with my beloved, the Maha Chohan, will be there through every step on your path, leading to the eternal truth of the ages of your soul, locked into your own godly nature of beingness. And the Maha Chohan will breathe lovingly through you to perfuse you with the divine essences of eternal joy and compassion, in order that when you have made every right decision or the best decision that you feel you can in that moment, it's stepping forward and walking straight and upright on your path, you will know that you are supported, blessed, and upheld in the rays of God that we will shower all around you, lighting your way, urging you forward on your path.
Very briefly, I want to tell you that if you are able to come to the summer conference in Livingston, Montana, for even 2 days, you will get blessed by the Holy Spirit with the Maha Chohan in a way that you have, that you can't possibly imagine or dream of. We have what is called a baptism of the Holy Spirit that occurs, and each person individually kneels at the altar, and the Maha Chohan speaks through David and tells you exactly where you are in your spiritual growth. He actually praises you and lifts you up and tells you the wonders of your soul and what it has gone through. And you learn so much about yourself and the positive things that have occurred in your body and in your life and in your lifetimes that you will never forget it. And there will be a recording even available for you to hear online, or I can always help you with that afterwards. So that if you want to hear again what the Holy Spirit says to you at that time, you can hear it and write it down and meditate on it and realize that you are a wonderful and beautiful being. You are a perfect being in your soul consciousness. The Holy Spirit says so. So I want to encourage you to sign up for the conference in Livingston, Montana, if you can. We will give you all kinds of help in getting there. We have roommates for you if you need a roommate. We have transportation, everything you need. And I will be glad to help any of you with this further information on this if you would like after the class.
Now there is an action of light in the greater Boston area for the healing again. Those who have been maimed, injured, or affected in any way by the bombings yesterday at the end of the marathon. Every seeming debacle, every temporary manifestation of evil will somehow, some way, if people look to God, provide a means for the light of mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and understanding to be born anew within many lives. Therefore, look at disaster as an open door for the light of truth and comfort to come forth in some miraculous way. If you could see how many angels were there safeguarding hundreds more, you would be amazed to see the level of intercession that was manifest. And I aver to you that if we had even three heart friends in the greater Boston area who daily would have been praying and giving the decrees, mantras, and songs of this movement on a regular basis, we could have averted much more destruction and pain, dearest hearts. You see, where even two or three are gathered in the I Am name, in the name of the Christ, the Buddha, and the Divine Mother, there the light manifests, and there is a protective action from realms of light. Angelic wings and hands and rays that allows for the prevention of great destruction, violence, death, and decay. I am here with you, each one, throughout this day to call to, if you desire, receive a certain type of soul assessment. And if you choose to listen intently to the inner awakening spirit within your being, I will provide divine resources of truth, vision, and understanding that will see you through a great and notable day. This coming and now is of your transition to your true and noble self. This is my gift, and embedded within it is the eternal love fire of my heart, one with God. Thank you, dearest ones, to be willing to hear what I have shared this morning. Thank you for your stand for truth in any way that you have made it in this and in past lives. Thank you for being advocates of the Ascended Master's teachings, the truth of the ages, past, present, and future, that which will allow the full transformation of this planet into a solar world of divine joy and light. The truth shall make you free. The truth is making you free. And truth is here today to fully free you if you choose that freedom now by living in its eternal light. I thank you.
Wow. So we have some amazing promises. We don't have anything to fear. And we have everything to look forward to as we walk in the light with the Masters, with our Father, Mother, God, from day to day, moment to moment. What I would like to do right now is invite any of you that can stay over for a few minutes. If you have any questions or if you have something you would like to share that this...
I'd like to share.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Warren Walburn calling.
Hi, Warren.
I'd like to reflect on just the past dictation by Pallas Athena.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that dictation, Pallas Athena mentioned if they only had three people in Boston, things might have been averted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in Baltimore on Tuesday, we had a major train wreck occurring. And it was a truck going across the railroad tracks, and the tail of the truck hit the front of the train passing and caused a major derailment. And it was a loud explosion, you know, when the train hit the truck. And that caused a lot of people in warehouses and buildings near the site to come outside and see what was all going on. And within 5 minutes, there were several tank cars that had derailed and caused a fire and eventually caused an explosion. 5 minutes later, a larger, major explosion. And it took out windows from the office buildings, the warehouses, from neighborhood homes. And it was just an amazing amount of damage because of this subsequent major explosion. Well, in terms of injuries, the truck driver, he had some injuries and went to the hospital. And all of the people who could have experienced more traumatic injury went outside and reacted to the train wreck. And so subsequently, when the major explosion occurred, they weren't around in the building where all this broken glass and shards of glass occurred. So they were all brought outside, away from where the damage occurred when the major explosion occurred. And I remember hearing this dictation earlier and the response of having three people in Boston would have mitigated something. Well, we have more than three people here in Baltimore. And I sort of thought, well, maybe the fact that we have a group here, more than three, I'm less than 5 miles away from where it happened, and I know there's another hard friend who is even closer to that location, who I'm sure is new to the teachings, but has did an amount of prayer work in this area. And so I can't help but think that our the momentum of our prayer work helped mitigate some of the damage that could have possibly occurred to life.
That's right. I'm sure of it. And, you know, the things, sure, there are things that are destroyed, some windows that are blown out and so forth, but that is nothing compared to lives being lost. And the fact that you guys are there in Baltimore praying regularly, I'm sure that was a powerful influence, just like
They showed some of the office buildings with all this broken glass in them, all over the desks of people and things. And they knew that there would have been major loss of injury if those people had been in that location when the second explosion occurred. But they were all outside and just heard it.
That's right. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Warren. I hope you will have an opportunity to share that at our summer conference when we have times of sharing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to mention one more thing to everybody that's on this class. Do you know that you are chosen? Each one of you is chosen. I was looking at the promises that Pallas Athena makes here for all of us, and I know that some people will read that or hear it and say, yeah, but that's probably not me. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not this. I'm not that. But you know what? I was reading through a few quotations from some of the masters in past heart streams, and one here by Jesus says, God bless you, blessed hearts. Every one of you who hears me and hears these heart streams, just know that you are chosen ones of fire. God bless you, precious pearls, who would be anointed again and again by the Spirit. We thank you. And then another one by Victory, the mighty master Victory, who says, and I come again in this hour to acclaim the eternal light that always prevails through those who have set their jaw toward a divine purpose. You are chosen, and this is why we bless you and help you in this day. This is the way of God, and that earth's domain is ready to receive the full fire of this light. And then there's another one by Sanat Kumara, and he says, because you have aligned yourself with this sacred work, you have been chosen to be the ones through whom these seeds of the new culture of Aquarius are sown. And when daily you take up your spiritual practices, praying in the and giving of the word, in meditating and visiting the sun and meditating upon it, and allowing the streaming forth through your being of these seeds of beingness from your Father, Mother, God, there may be outplayed within the atmosphere of the earth itself through these higher thought forms all that will heal and bring in the new world experience that is destined to manifest herein. So no matter what you think, whether you think you're worthy or not, you have been chosen. Everyone who is brought to these classes, who spends time in prayer with their Father, Mother, God, who seeks to know more and grow more, has been chosen. Whether you like it or not at the moment, you have been chosen. So I just wanted to say that, and I would like to find out, are any of the other Heart Share members here? Because I'd like one of you to close in prayer for all of us in a benediction. If you are here, please hit star 6.
Donna, hello. This is Barbara. I'm still here.
Okay. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Donna.
Okay. Donna, go ahead.
To do the benediction?
Yeah, do the benediction, Donna.
In the name I am, the Dam, we call to the Ascended Masters, Pallas Athena, Lady Master Leto, Mother Mary, all of the mothers of heaven, Maha Chohan, all the angels and elementals, be with us and let us remember that the call compels the answer, that we must call to receive. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, very quickly, I'm going to take prayer requests. Just hit star 6. Tell me your name. Tell me your request. And if two people talk at once, one of you just wait and come on, or just hang in there, and we'll get you all.
Donna?
Yes.
Hi, it's Karen Kirk. I just wanted to thank you for that. You have just answered my prayer, because over and over I would have that repeat in my mind, many are called, but few are chosen. And I kept asking, well, am I called or am I chosen? Am I called or am I chosen? And I thank you so much because you answered my prayer.
Oh, good. I am so glad. Thank you, Karen, for sharing that. That is an encouragement.
Yes, you really did. And this has been such a wonderful class tonight, and it really lifted my spirits because we're really going through a really hard time right now. This is where my prayer request is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We were 3 years without our contract. I'm a teacher, and I'm on the negotiations team. And we recently signed a memorandum, and it was a really good deal. And our membership is fighting it. And I know I'm not to fear, because everything that is supposed to be. But I just really pray for the people that their eyes would be open to the light of truth and their hearts led away from all deception, because right now there is a divisive element trying to persuade the people to turn to vote it down and to strike. And I will not strike. And so I'm asking for divine guidance, and I'm asking for the ray of truth to illumine the minds and the hearts and the souls of each and every member of our union.
Okay, wonderful. We
okay.
will pray that.
Thank you. And I love you. I love you all. Thank you so much. And God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Marion.
Hi, Marion.
Yes. I have three prayer requests, and then I'd like to share a victory. The two people who, one comes to our Seattle group meeting, and the other one is a friend, Robert O'Dell and Darlene Harris are both being bothered by disincarnate beings at night. And they have called me and asked to be on the prayer list, and I would like people to pray for them to have that strength and protection from these beings that are, bothering them at night. And then the other person is Michael Harris, Michael Hargraves. He lives in England, and he's suffering from a liver disease that stemmed from a long-forgotten case of hepatitis years ago before they treated it. And he's almost to the point of needing a transplant, and so he's very ill, Michael Hargraves.
Okay, good. We've got him down here.
Thank you. And I'd like to share this wonderful news that came from my son, who's been on the prayer list, Philip Frazier. And most of you know he's in a correctional facility in Memphis, and the doctors had done blood tests and found so much white corpuscles in his blood that they thought that there was cancer to almost to unbelievable heights, that he was not going to survive very long. And so all month long it's just been a burden on my heart trying to, you know, talk to God and say, okay, whatever, God, you know, this is your world and I'll still love you. But it was really breaking my heart. And today I got a letter from him, and it had in it, he folded up a little certificate he had made, and he said, read this last on the letter, he says. And it's a certificate he drew in from prison, and it says, certificate of health. Due to all the prayers, the results of Philip Alan Frazier's third blood test shows no problem whatsoever. Thank you, all who have prayed for me. Thank you, God. And isn't it wonderful? It's a miracle.
That is a miracle, Marion. Oh,
it's just like I was so happy. I just was like, I just didn't, I just was thinking, God, since, you know, I got that message. And I'm so grateful to all of you who prayed with me, prayed for him, and so happy to report that result from the blood. It's just, it cleared all those, all that out of the blood. So he's on the road to recovery, and he's doing really well. So.
Oh, good.
He's also reading the Human Aura. I sent it to him about a month or longer ago, just after I came back from Livingston. And he hadn't. I said, put it under your pillow, because I knew he wasn't reading it. Well, now he started reading it, and he's up to chapter 3, so I feel good about that. He'll share that with the other prisoners, because he does lead the inspirations on Wednesday nights there in the prison. So,
good for him.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all good news. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. That's such an honor, because we've all been praying for Philip. We knew how seriously ill he was.
Yes, very seriously ill. It's just a miracle.
It is. It's a miracle.
Thank God. Thank all of you.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to have us pray for them tonight? I think Amalia. I got a message from Amalia, and I'm not sure I got it correctly, but I think her daughter is having some female surgery. And Molly, if you're on there, just hit *6 and say something about it. Otherwise, I'm just going to...
My daughter-in-law, that she had a procedure done this evening.
Okay.
And then so I got my son texted me, and he said that the doctor called him, and she did well through the procedure.
Okay.
So we pray now for
her
speedy recovery.
Yes, we will pray for her speedy recovery.
Thank you.
I had heard that, I just knew that it was, she was either your daughter or your daughter-in-law, and I prayed for her, but I didn't quite get all of the message on my phone, so I'm very happy to hear the rest of this from you, and I'm glad that she got through it well.
Yeah, thank
you.
We'll
pray for her.
Yes, she's in Mishawaka, Indiana.
Okay, good.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Excuse me. This is Melanie over in Ohio. Bless
Hi,
everyone.
Hi, Melanie. How
so
are you?
So glad to hear all you people. I'm calling. I should put he's Willow's daddy and Jennifer's helpmate. His name is Austin James Bailey. And we just put him in a novena we were doing recently, and it was revealed, or he revealed it to Jenna and the family, that he was diagnosed in the past with dissociative personality disorder, which is kind of like a schizophrenia, where he has different aspects of himself that will manifest and alter, and he's not anchored in his core.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do.
And so if you could put him in your prayers, Austin James Bailey, he apparently, earlier on, what this is all about is, as a child, he experienced a lot of abuse and neglect.
I see.
So his personality kind of fractured under that pressure.
Yes.
He's unable to hold a job. He's just kind of, he goes and gets a job, and then he has a crisis and loses it.
Right.
So anyway, and they wanted to hold him, you know, when you go in for mental treatment, sometimes they want
to,
lock you up or keep you there against your will, really.
That's
and
right.
He's been very afraid. So Jenna's working hard to try to comfort him so that he will go ahead and seek some kind of treatment. But it might be the spiritual treatment is the issue.
Right.
You know what I mean.
What you mean.
And so God bless everyone, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Melanie, for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Do we have anybody else that would like to
yeah. Hi, Donna. It's Shola.
Shola?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, good. I just wanted to thank you for the class. It was really informative tonight. So, and I just wanted to see if you can continue to pray for the service we're doing for our mom in Africa in November, just so that everything goes smoothly and we get the right church and, you know, just all of the plans just fall into place. Because we've been having a little problems with our our relatives in England. So we just want to make sure that, you know, it's stress-free and it goes well.
Okay. And that's going to be in, isn't it? In Ghana?
Huh?
Will that be in
Ghana?
Yeah,
in November. Yes, exactly.
And is there a particular...
In Ghana?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Donna. This is Lola. I'm talking with Shola.
Good.
Thank you for the wonderful class. It was really wonderful.
Good. You're very, very welcome. And we've got Minerva down here. We're going to be praying for the best, everything to flow together and for the best service that you could possibly have when you take her there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
And
Donna, this is
Yes?
This is Richard in Detroit.
Richard in Detroit, okay.
Our group is having a get-together. We haven't been able to get together for a couple months, and we're doing that tomorrow at 12:30.
Okay.
Michigan time.
And Richard, when you get together, I'd like to have you get a report together about how each person is doing and how we can pray for them and goals. And because we're going to give a report on Detroit just so that everybody will be aware of you and be praying for you when we have our conference this summer.
Okay. And then if you could just mention in your prayers my mother, Stefania, for her memory.
Stefania, yes, for her memory. Okay, and we will be praying for your meeting tomorrow. Did you say 1 o'clock? Or
12:30 Michigan time.
12:30 Michigan time. Okay, is that central time?
Eastern.
Eastern time. Okay, Eastern time. All right, got it.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Yes.
This is Lola again. I just wanted to ask the groups in your prayer for my practice. We've been having some issues. We had to unfortunately let go of certain patients because there's areas under surveillance by the police for selling drugs. And, you know, myself and nurses, when we visit some of our patients, we have to also consider our safety, and we just want to see if you could pray that whenever we service our patients that we're safe so we can continue to take care of them. And also the other thing I would like your prayer for is we're in the situation where we will have to move to another office that's more affordable and larger because we're outgrowing our space and what we're paying now is really expensive. And I'm just really worried that I can't find the right place so I can continue the practice and that I'll be able to raise enough money for not only the service but to make sure there's a good doctor I can trust to help my patients when I go to Africa. So if your group and you can pray for that, I would appreciate it.
Oh, that's an excellent request, and we sure will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lola. And I'm going to get in touch with you again shortly because I want you to, you know, don't forget that we're going to have you share with us.
On June, is it June June 17th? I forgot the date. I'm sorry.
Let me see here. It's June 13th.
13th. Okay, I'll put it on my calendar at 9 o'clock Texas time or 8 o'clock.
It'll be probably 9 o'clock or 9:30, but we'll get back to you on that for sure.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any more prayer requests?
Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Selena from Long Island. I just want to say thank you. I asked on the last call that I was on for prayers that my fiancé and I find a new home because our lease was up, and it happened very quickly and easily and effortlessly. So thank you all for your prayers.
Good. I'm so glad. I hope it's something you really like.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful. It's right on the bay, so we're very happy.
Good. We will thank God for that tonight. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Any other requests?
Donna? It's Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
And I want to say, yes, it was a marvelous program, great learning. And I have a close friend. She's a Messianic Jew. She's Jewish, but she's Christian.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter in-law and her son and their two teenage boys have sold their home and they're moving to Israel. And they feel they have some kind of calling on their life, and I would like prayer that they will be okay. The two boys will be in the army right after they're finished high school. And
what is their name?
Their names are Sandy and Todd Nye, N-Y-E. And they have two, now I've known them all their lives. The two boys are now 14 and 17. They're Aaron and Ari. And
okay.
As I said, they're Messianic Jews. Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of the Messianic Jews, yes. This is wonderful. Wonderful. We'll be praying for them.
Thank you.
Okay.
They will. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Okay, is there anybody else that would like to put in a prayer request tonight? Okay, in that case, divide these eight requests up between all of us. Dwayne, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, Dee, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, and then we've got Barbara, if you're still there.
Yes.
Dee. Okay, so we could each take, that's four of us.
And Cindy.
Let's see, who is the other person? I've got Cindy, Dwayne,
Donna.
Barb, me, and is there someone else?
Donna.
Oh, good, Donna. Okay, five
Melanie,
of us.
Are you just naming the people who are on the line?
I'm naming the people that want to pray for these prayer requests with us loud.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay.
Is that Melanie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go backwards, and Melanie, I will give you Joyce, and that was the last request.
Yes.
My request was family of Sandy and Todd Nye.
Okay.
They're the Messianic Jews with their sons Aaron and Ari,
mm-hmm.
going
mm-hmm.
to Israel soon, just for that whole change to occur in a way that is God glorifying.
Okay.
And you also take Selena from Long Island, that she and her husband, and just praise God for that.
Right.
And then next,
okay.
Dwayne, if you will take Richard in Detroit.
All right.
And pray for his mother's death. And let's see, let me put this down here. And also pray for the meeting that the Detroit people are going to have tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern Time. That's their first meeting in a long, long time.
Okay.
And let's see, Barbara, if you could take Shola and Lola, for Shola and Lola, their big request is for all the plans come together correctly for their mom, Minerva, and when they take her body, her ashes, or whatever, however they're going to take her, to Ghana in November. We want this to be a beautiful service and a God-glorifying time as they honor Minerva at that time. And also pray for Lola, that they need a new office and one that is big enough to handle all the patients they have, and they need safety as they go to people's homes in that area. And Lola also wants us to pray for the right doctor to take her place during the time that they are in Ghana.
Okay.
And let's see. And since you know Melanie, Barbara, also pray for her, for Willow's daddy, Austin James Bailey. If you would pray for him and for his recovery in some way from this personality disorder that he has.
Okay.
I will take Malia and, Dwayne, would you also take Marion?
Yes.
Okay, and that is Robert Odell and Darlene Harris that have been bothered by discarnate beings, especially at nighttime. And her other requests were Michael Hargraves, who has severe liver disease, and a praise item is Philip Frazier, who has been a healing miracle for all of us that we've prayed for. And I'll take Karen Kirk. I'll start
Donna,
with Karen.
Donna?
Yes.
Donna, I wanted to ask you about this. I know Barbara hasn't put her husband's new business in, but it would be great if we could cover that too.
Yeah, that would be
Barbara's great. Business in, I don't know if it's Dallas, but in that environment.
Yeah, listen, when you pray, is this Melanie?
Yes, uh-huh.
If you would just cover that when you pray.
Sure will.
Oh, and Donna Dregan, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, would you take Karen Kirk and pray for this situation? You're a teacher. You've been a teacher, so you know the kind of things that teachers go through. And she's got this contract situation coming up, and there's a divisive element that would want everybody to vote it down and go on strike. So pray for that situation. And also, we want to thank God just for her answer.
Okay.
So I will just take Amalia, and we'll let Donna Dregan start with Karen Kirk.
Okay. And shall we do a particular decree?
No, we'll just pray. We're just going to pray.
Just do a small prayer.
Small prayer, right.
In the name I Am That Am, we call to the Ascended Masters of Healing, especially Hilarion, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, and the Healing Angels. And we ask that they enfold Karen Kirk and her work with her teaching, the education, that the strike that is looming over their heads, that we visualize God's will being done in every aspect, and that their souls are healed and their thoughts are pure in their determination to do the right thing, and that the truth and the honor and integrity is brought forth through this prayer, that everyone involved is doing God's will and to the benefit of all. We ask this in the name I Am That Am. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name I Am That I Am, my Holy Christ Buddha Self, and the Holy Christ Buddha Self of Robert O'Dell and Darlene Hannes Harris, we call to you, beloved Archangel Michael and mighty Astraea, to encircle these souls and give them the protection of your blue flame, white fire energy wrapped around them. Prepare their souls for sleep and bring their consciousness on thought forms and peaceful states, and angels surround them and lift up their consciousness in a direction that will invite the angels to be with them at night, and where there is receptivity to find an inner and an outward means of bringing that energy to them for their full protection throughout the night. We call you, beloved Archangel Michael, to encircle Michael Hargraves. We call to the great divine director. We call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, and the great divine director to assist in his situation of liver disease and requiring a transplant. We ask for God's holy will, wisdom, and love to be involved in every aspect of this, and for the raising up of his vibration and consciousness, that he may attract exactly that which God desires for him in this hour and throughout this entire process. And we call to you, beloved Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, the Lord God, for we give you praise and gratitude and thanksgiving for Philip Fraser's wonderful, miraculous healing, and for his normal blood chemistry to remain in that perfect state, and that he have this beautiful avenue of continuing service in his environment and to continue to increase his faith and love and joy to keep his blood chemistry in that perfect state. We call you beloved Archangel Michael, the great divine director, angels of love, wisdom, and protection to seal Richard and the entire group who will be getting together in Detroit and their meeting at 12:30 Eastern Time and throughout their entire meeting, and prepare their souls for this meeting that they may be in the perfect God consciousness as they come together and bring forth the divine love and harmony and understanding that will allow their group to expand and grow. And we ask the angels to be all present with them and inspire them and bring them all that they require being aware of in that time together. And we call for the God protection of Stefania. And we call for her protection. Beloved Archangel Michael, be with her. We call it to the angels to clear away whatever can be cleared within her mental body to facilitate as clear a memory that she can receive and to assist whether it require any changes in her diet and any techniques that will assist in this process, and to be at peace in whatever level of memory she is experiencing, and for all those in her presence as well. And we thank thee and accept all of these calls done in perfect, in God's perfect holy will, wisdom, and love. Amen.
Melanie, I'll let you go next. And anybody who's not praying, hit star 6 so we don't have so much static. Unless you're praying.
In the name I am that I am, I call the 7 archangels, the 7 Elohim, the 7 Chon of the Rays, and the 5 Dhyani Buddhas. I call the beloved Kuan Yin, Portia. I call now for the angels of mercy. I call now in the name of Jesus Christ on behalf of A.J. Bailey for the healing of his personality disorder. I call also for the protection and aid to David and Mona Lewis and their family, and to Barbara and Philip Gabbard and their new business, that abundance and many grateful clients will come to them and provide that wonderful flow of supply to that family of Barbara and Philip for the blessings of everybody tied to them. I call now for God's light to seal everyone who's here on this message and all our families and loved ones and our work situations. And I call to Pallas Athena to guide us and show us the truth and the light day by day until we meet again. Thank you in Christ's name.
Barbara?
Yes. Oh, beloved heavenly sponsors of Austin James Bailey, I call to you now to bring complete and total healing to his inner child, to his soul, who was traumatized by abuse and neglect when he was a child. Oh, beloved Kuan Yin, goddess of mercy, have mercy on this soul. Help him find the treatments and the comfort and the methods that will help him heal from these traumas, mend the rifts in his inner self that will help him rise above these difficulties and become whole. We call for the retrieval of the shattered soul parts that were shattered away from him through traumatic events as a child. We call for his reunification at inner levels and for perfect peace between him and between Jennifer, Nicole DeVu. We pray for the protection and guidance and perfect growth of their daughter Willow, and for her to be a beacon of light and inspiration to him and to Jennifer, to be the very best people that they can be and be loving, wise parents to this precious child. We pray for any for the dissolution and transmutation of all shame, fear, guilt, and burden that is upon AJ that he might be feeling. Let it be dissolved by the power of the violet flame, and let it be washed in the fires of mercy and love and healing, and to grow beautifully into the fullness of his own divine mission on this earth. We thank you, and we know it is done. And now, blessed offer, we call to you and to all the divine masters that sponsor Shola and Lola and their family, and all the heavenly sponsors of their mother Minerva, to clear the way for everything to flow beautifully for her memorial service in Ghana in November, that everything will come to pass without a hitch and be completely stress-free, and that all the relatives will participate in loving and harmonious communion with each other. And we also pray most earnestly for the right and perfect person, the right and perfect replacement doctor for Lola to be found and secured to cover her practice while she is away on this trip in November. We also call to the angels of cosmic diligence and to beloved Archangel Michael and the seraphim to find a larger, affordable office that will be in a safe area for them to continue their practice. We call for their protection continually. Seal them in light, light, light as they service their patients. Keep their patients and their staff and themselves surrounded by blue lightning. And Archangel Michael, walk with them everywhere they go so that they may continue to provide their great service to all their patients. We thank you. We praise you, dear Lord, for all that you do for us. Help us to be ever mindful of who we are and that we are loved beyond measure. In the name I am that I am, amen.
And Father, we would pray right now for Amalia Campbell's family. Particularly, we thank you that her daughter-in-law came through this surgical procedure today victoriously. We pray that she would heal fully and completely. And we thank you that you are there for each of us, whoever we are, wherever we be, whatever we do, that you are concerned and you love us. And like Alice Athena, you sweat spiritual blood.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Melanie, and I thought, and the angels must have popped it in my head, I thought of a quick call I need to make that we could all join in our hearts and affirm. Is that okay?
All right.
In the name of the I am that I am, I call for the legions of light to come forth now and help us and work, go before us and raise up three, at least three sacred souls in every major community and a large cities and throughout the states of America, to help us hold the balance for the victory of divine love in this hour, in this nation, and on this planet. In Christ's name, let it be so. Amen. And I pray for Donna Korth and all of issues and her dedication and her hard work. Thank you, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Melanie.
Yeah.
I forgot to give somebody to Cindy. And Cindy, if you can think of anything else you would like to pray for, if you're still there, please join in.
And Dee is still here also, Donna.
Oh, good, Dee. I didn't even hear you. Yes, you guys would like to share something in prayer? Or
I would like to.
Good.
This is Cindy. I would like to pray for the American economy, because that affects everybody in all of America, and actually the world economy too. And I pray that more will help will come to the vigil that we have every Tuesday night. That we pray we make calls to the national banks, to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the powers to be, and it's a very, very powerful vigil that we do, and we're asking for more volunteers and heart friends to join in this. And so I just pray that that will happen. By God's will, it will happen for America's economy to become a divine economy. So thank you, Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. And if anybody there would like to join Cindy in this vigil, just contact me. You've all gotten an invitation from me, so you have my phone number or my email. Just contact me, and I will put you in touch with Cindy, and she will tell you what to do. This answer to prayer in being there to take part in it. Okay. Dee, do you have anything that you would like to pray for?
Yes, if I could briefly, thank you. In the name I am that I am, I call to the heart of beloved Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and beloved Portia, and all the masters, O beloved Pallas Athena, Mother Leto, O beloved Mother Meta, for the total and complete healing of my daughter Angel Edison. I call for the protection of her new doctor, and that the test results that they are examining will reveal a holistic way of treatment. That the medication that she has been taking for the last year or so, which has given her some relief, has now been discontinued, forcing patients, herself included, to go to a generic brand that is not consistent in the amount of medication, and then that forces people to go back to a particular medication called Synthroid, which destroys bone matter. I accept the will of God in this entire situation. I call for her total health and healing, for the eradication of all depression, for the consuming of all cause and core of some type of fungus that is forming on her mouth, and I call for her strength in the name of the I am that I am. I call to beloved Padre Pio for the courage that you bestowed upon us, and not only for my daughter, for all children and sons of God. Let the victory of light manifest, let the healing of wholeness of all light bearers manifest, and let this victory through my child be for every child. In the name of the I am that I am, I accept it so. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. And I will just close now for all of us. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we are grateful for what you are giving us, what you are teaching us, what you are showing us, for whatever challenges we must experience. Help us to learn from them. Help us to rejoice in them despite the difficulties we seem to face daily. And we thank you for your continued revelations, your continued presence, and may we feel surrounding warmth and comfort of our Father, Mother, God, who hugs and caresses us daily as we allow them to do this to us and with us. Amen. Hey, good night, everybody. And Dee, I will be, I'm going to send you an email. Just some thoughts came to my mind, and I think that maybe there's something we can do for Angel.
Thank you so very much. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you all, and good night.
Thank you, Donna.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
you.
And God bless you all.
Thank you.
Donna, are you there? Okay, good night, everybody.